Hello and welcome to our new podcast, Urology for Everyone. I am Dr. Girish Nilvigi, urologist and andrologist from Nilvigi Multispeciality and Urology Hospital, Belandur, Bangalore. Today, we'll be discussing on male infertility and especially the common misconceptions about male infertility. Infertility is a topic that can be difficult for many couples to discuss. There are often misconceptions and stigmas associated with male infertility that prevent men from seeking the help they need. In fact, studies show that up to 50% of infertility cases are due to male factors. So, let's break down some of the common misconceptions about male infertility and provide some helpful information. So, what are these myths? The most common myth is infertility is always a woman's problem. This is a common misconception that could not be further from the truth. In fact, studies show that male infertility is the sole cause in about 20% of infertile couples and a contributing factor in another 30 to 40% of cases. Which means to say that about 50 to 60% of the infertility cases involve male factors. So, it is important for both partners to be evaluated when a couple is struggling with infertility. Myth number two, infertility is only related to age. While age can certainly play a role in male infertility, it is not the only factor. Other causes of male infertility can include hormonal imbalances, genetic disorders, and lifestyle factors such as smoking, alcohol consumption, and exposure to environmental toxins. Myth number three, infertility is always caused by low sperm count. While a low sperm count can certainly contribute to male infertility, it is not the only factor. Other factors that can impact male infertility include sperm motility, which is the ability of the sperm to swim, sperm morphology, which is the shape of the sperm, and issues with ejaculation. Myth number four, infertility is always curable. While many cases of male infertility are curable, there are some cases where treatment may not be possible at all, which means there is no cure. However, in a majority of the infertility cases, we should be able to treat it. We should understand that infertility is a medical condition, and like other medical conditions, the treatment options and success rates can vary. If you are struggling with male infertility, it is important to seek help from a qualified urologist. There are a variety of treatment options available, including medications, lifestyle modifications, and surgeries to treat male infertility. In addition, there are also assisted reproductive techniques such as IVF and intracytoplasmic sperm injection, which are available to treat a couple infertility. Remember, male infertility is a common condition that affects many couples. By breaking down the common misconceptions and getting it treated by a qualified urologist, you can take the first step towards starting or growing your family. Thanks for tuning into Urology for Everyone. I'll join you again next time for more urology-related topics.